Dear Editor, very soon, we could be facing a federal election and one or more political parties will tell you that our current economic crisis is the fault of the Liberal NDP alliance. While I am sure the Liberals must take their share of the blame, the NDP was never officially part of Trudeau's government. They were signatories to a confidence and supply agreement and they did their best to ensure struggling Canadians were not left behind in these trying times. Let's also not forget it was the Brian Mulroney Progressive Conservative government who entered Canada into the North American Free Trade Agreement. Conservatives will claim Prime Minister Harper attempted to lessen our dependence on trade with the US, but in fact he further entangled us in NAFTA. But you won't hear conservatives singing that tune. While Mr. Poiliev trumpets his common sense axe the tax plan and calls for an election, in my opinion, now is not the time for Canada to embroil itself in what is sure to be a very nasty and acrimonious federal election campaign. We currently face the single greatest threat to Canadian sovereignty in the history of Canada. The President of the United States, in what surely has to be an act of madness, has attacked our country with the declared aim of ruining our economy and making us the 51st state. It is with this threat that we as Canadians must put aside our partisan beliefs and come together as one nation. Our response must be concerted and united in purpose to win this desperate fight. We need stability right now, not an election. We'll have our election in October, and in the intervening months the sole focus of all our elected officials must be in winning this fight. I'm at a loss as to what qualifies Pierre Poiliev to lead us through this crisis. Other than being the attack dog for the Harper government and having spent his entire working career as a politician, what actual experience does he have to give to the role of Prime Minister? Do we really want a person with so little experience to be the person to stand up to Trump and take us through this crisis? Given that Trump and Elon Musk have expressed a preference to work with Poiliev, shouldn't this give us pause to ask ourselves why this is? Oh, and let's not forget, when it comes to being a leader, this guy is still refusing to get his security clearance for reasons he has yet to divulge to the Canadian public. If we can get through this fight, then we can worry about having an election. Rob Bottos, Coquitlam.